Conversation 1.
You're going to give a short speech of thanks for the speaker this evening, aren't you, Bill?
Yes.
You don't sound very enthusiastic. It's not that bad, is it?
No, I don't mind really. But I can never forget the first speech of thanks I did.
Why? What happened?
Well, I was in my early 20s. I joined the local history society.
Yes.
Anyway, I went along to a lecture by a Miss Bly.
Oh, do go on.
She was going to talk, with slides, about our town in the 18th century. She had just published a book on the subject, which was reckoned to be quite good. So, I went along. When I arrived, the secretary asked me if I could give the speech of thanks. Rather stupidly, I said yes.
We've all done it.
Anyway, from that point on, I was scared. What should I say? I decided to make notes during the lecture and refer to interesting parts and thank her on behalf of the society. In fact, by the time Miss Bly stood up to talk, I was feeling much better. But she was so nervous that she kept forgetting what to say. And she spoke almost in a whisper. People at the back kept calling out, "We can't hear." It was embarrassing.
I can imagine it.
At least the slides were good. That is, until the bulb in the projector blew, and she had to finish the talk with no illustrations.
So what did you say in your speech of thanks?
What can you say? You have to be polite. I mentioned the interesting facts, referred to the excellent slides, and then finished up by saying, "We'd all like to thank Miss Bly for blowing us her slides."
Oh, no.
I felt terrible. I tried to apologize, not very successfully.
And the speech of thanks this evening?
I'll write down exactly what I'm going to say and read it carefully.
Questions 1 to 4 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 1. What is the man asked to do this evening? Question 2. What do we learn about the man? Question 3. What does the man say about Miss Bly? Question 4. What does the man say about the first time he gave a speech of thanks?